Hey everybody, I'm home and I'm in bed and it's 5 to midnight, more or less, and I've spent today with my friend Mike. This morning I had a race into town because most of my music gear is in Paul's car, because we had a gig in Devon a couple of weeks ago, and he very kindly took care of all our gear for us, and so my capo and my guitar picks are in his house, I think, so, and he was unable to get them to me. I had a run into town and bought a spare capo and some guitar picks. And what else? And I came into town, came back to my end of town, and I met Mike and we had some beers. And after that, we went to the Chinese restaurant, which is a couple of doors down from the pub, and then we went to the place where I was playing my gig. I was playing at the Old Brown Jug, doing a solo set, and that's actually next door to the restaurant. so we pretty much spent the whole afternoon in one street, which is ideal, really, if you don't want to. If you don't want to be herring around all over the place, and it also means you can leave right at the last minute to get from one place to the next. And I think the gig went well. It was an all-day benefit afternoon for the Dougie Mac charity for Douglas Macmillan, and so I was playing a 45-minute acoustic set, and I haven't gigged all that much since my band ended, really. And it was quite a strange experience in a lot of ways. I had an acoustic set a few weeks ago in the same venue, oddly enough, and I filled most of the set with new songs. I didn't play a great deal of songs that were on Unexpected Sunshine, and this time I balanced it out a little bit more. I played a few more songs that had been on the record, and it just, I don't know, it actually felt quite nice to play them, because I'd been backing away from playing them because I think recently I've taken the sort of the slight collapse of things a little harder than I had done at the time, and for example, tonight I played Ether Halo, and I haven't touched Ether Halo since our last gig. And you know, I know it's just over like a month and a half ago, but still, I haven't really touched the song, and so I played it tonight, and it felt nice to play it, and I'm glad I did. And I played Six Body Strange Noises and Don't Tell the Folks, and yeah, all those songs were so much fun to play with my band. I really miss those days. You know, 2013 seems like a nice age ago, and it was one of the best years because we were gigging a hell of a lot, and we were putting the album together, and that was, you know, it was a really positive and exciting time. And so it feels a little bit sad these days that has dissipated the way it did, and and I wish we were all still in the same circumstances we were in at the time. So yeah, and you know, yeah, I played a few new songs as well that I've been working on recently, and it's nice to see them getting an airing. So that's been good. But I came off stage tonight, and the first thing Mike said to me was, "You really didn't look into that at all." And I was a bit, you know, shit, really? And I don't think it's not that I wasn't into it. I think I don't enjoy solo gigs as much, if I'm really honest. I think tonight there was a few factors. There was things I was playing songs and really missing how they sounded with Matt, Paul and Ange, and but on a slightly more immediate note, the light was in my eyes quite significantly, so every time I looked up I couldn't see a damn thing, and the dots on the neck of one of my guitars is just like a shade lighter than the actual neck of the guitar, so sometimes it's quite easy for me to miss the fret, and so I was a little bit can't quite see what I'm doing, and as is always the case when you're playing a solo gig, the audience can very often be louder than you, and instead of enjoying playing to people, you find yourself having a competition with them to see who can be the loudest, and the audience always wins. And I miss the band on several fronts. I miss the band for the camaraderie. I miss the band for the fun of putting a song together and making it a really rounded, you know, to really be able to flesh a song out with other musicians is not just fun, it's a privilege, especially when your band members are as good as those guys are. And I also miss the band for its ability to compete with an audience. You know, I mean, if you have a noisy crowd, you only really notice it if you're trying to say something to them between songs. And so as soon as you kick in with a song, there's, you know, the band wins straight away every time. I had some nice feedback tonight. People were saying they enjoyed what I did, and I'm happy with what I did. I really don't know whether it truly looked like I did or like I was happy, but yeah, it was nice to play, and I think I did the songs justice. I think I only forgot one lyric throughout the whole set, which is good for me, especially considering I never got a chance to rehearse for this gig. I just kind of drew the set list up, went out for the afternoon, and then wandered in and played it. So I did well, really. So there we go. That's been my day today, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. And it's now, I'm collapsed in bed right now. I've had such a busy day, and I'm about to sleep the sleep of the righteous, I think. So, lights out for me, and I'll speak to you soon. Good night, everybody. Oh yeah, I better press stop, hadn't I? Good night.